Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell are y'all talking
about? Right. I was like, they were talking about this.
But I feel like I feel like it's a case by case. Because my dad had sex talks with me different than Keith. Mine were earlier. Mine were more frequent. Keith was like, yeah, he playing your video games. Like, right. There's no need for me to talk to you about
this. He's home all the time.
Yeah.
Are we rolling, huh? Sneaky bastards.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're back. We are back. Keon is back.
Just got out, man.
Man, you was locked up.
Just got out. I'm, you know, I bulked up. I'm a Muslim now.
Yo.
You know what I mean? I just went through changes.
He
doing my time.
Keon, if y'all didn't know, he's been performing on a cruise ship for like 18 years.
Oh God.
He's been gone for like three. What'd you do? 3 weeks.
Three hard.
Oh no.
3 hard weeks.
When he was saying that, he was telling me, yeah, I'm going to do 3 weeks. I was like, ugh, God. It's just.
I knew it was going to be bad, but hey. Man. I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't. I hit my wall at day 9.
You think you could do it again?
No, but I already signed up. I got to do.
God, no.
I did it before. I signed up to do. I'm doing a week in like out of New York.
Yeah.
And then I took 2 days off for Keelan's birthday. Okay. And then I do 2 weeks. So it's not 3 consecutive.
Oh, okay.
But
a little break in there.
It's a small break, which is going to be heavily needed.
Yeah.
But I hit my wall at day 9, and then it just got to a point where I was just like, it's just the routine. It's just the same routine every day. And then I was like, I mean, I did my job performance-wise.
You did your time.
But in my head, like, I wanted to walk out there, smoke a cigarette, just be like, what the fuck y'all looking at? Like, I was I was done. Even the staff, because like when you're a guest entertainer, you know, they know you work there, but you don't work there.
Right.
So even after like the second week, like I would go upstairs to eat. They was like, how long are you here?
Right. Why
like,
are you still here, dog?
I was like, ah, I got.
You ain't got parole?
And then I got to do that same ship in 2 more weeks. The same one.
When I do the cruise ship, I've done several, and I always just do 7. One time I did maybe like 8 or 9, and I was just like,
7 is my max.
I was like, get me out of here. They was like, you ain't even got on the ship yet. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing about cruise ships that it's just, they got so many rules in place for your comedy and how you do it and what you do, and it's just like, okay. And then, oh, man. But I tell you this, man, like, when times is hard.
Man, that's why I took it.
The money's nice.
That's why I took them 3 weeks.
And when times gets hard again for me, I'll be back on them ships.
Dakota was like, I quit my job. I was like, okay, excuse me. I need the ships, please.
Yeah, I'll take those.
You know what was dope about being gone, though? I appreciate my kids being pieces of shit to her. Because when I get back, I am so appreciated.
Well, you appreciate them being a piece of shit to her?
They're terrible. They're so bad. Uh-huh. Like, she appreciates the hell out of me.
Oh, okay.
When the captain comes back, the ship is running smooth.
Yeah.
It was pandemonium while I was gone. Just horrible. Every night she said, Keelan was losing it during bath time and bedtime.
Really?
Full on tantrums. But
Keelan?
Hit his mouth on the, like, just flipping out.
Let me say this. And I don't want y'all to judge me as a person, but I don't give a damn. When kids throw tantrums and hurt themselves when they do it,
Fantastic.
Satisfaction.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's what you get.
Absolutely.
That's my first reaction. When they do the heavy head,
yeah,
and then they bust their head on something, that's what you get. Let this be a lesson. Let the kids see this part of the podcast.
Yeah.
When you throw a tantrum and hurt yourself, that's what you get.
It's wonderful. She was like, he hit his head. I was like, what'd you do? She was like, nothing. I was happy. She was like, he busted his lip and everything. I was like, good. Good. But she was, I mean, she was like, they're just... She hit me like she was Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop. They're pushing me around.
Man.
She was done. So when I got home, she was like, oh, thank God. She was like, I didn't realize how much you are needed in this house. I was like, you damn right.
You goddamn right.
You
woman.
Damn right. Fetch me my meal, please.
Put these kids to bed and make love to me right now.
It was. But yeah, ever since I've been back, though, smooth sailing.
Okay.
I literally be like, all right, guys, it's time for your bath. He put his toys down. He come upstairs quietly. I ain't said nothing. I ain't did nothing.
Right.
I'm just home.
Why they be punking her, man?
They just out of control.
Why they be pushing her to the limit?
I don't know. I think it just started too early. I think early she was just too soft.
That was the template out
and
the
it
gate.
Was just, yeah.
I didn't push my mom to the limit.
Even
man.
Now, when they be like asking to be picked up, she still be picking them up. I'm not picking you up.
Especially
like,
if you come
face.
With attitude, the wrong energy. Talk about,
I'd be like, get out my
like,
face.
No, nah, man.
I don't care.
You wouldn't do that with an adult. They hug me. Hey, man. Who are you yelling at? Who are you yelling at, man? So, don't take no crap from these kids, man.
I don't know. I don't know what happens. And it's only with her. They don't do that with my mom. They don't do that with my brother, me. It's her. So something she did early.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah,
they're
she's
like,
easy.
We got this. Yeah.
Easy pickings out here.
And then like she said, she was like, nothing was working. She tried to hit him. He just hit himself. Like, that's all you got? Just hitting himself. Like, I could do this all day.
He was full tantrum.
He was flipping out. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that's like because they don't do that.
I'm surprised at Keelan, man. Yeah, see, he had a briefcase, full-time job. He's still doing this.
Now, that's one thing that sucked in the 3 weeks because of their age. I left, and he had a couple words in his repertoire. I came back. It was full-on sentences.
They gave you a monologue when you walked
he
in?
He was like, Daddy, what's this? I was like,
yeah,
what
man.
Happened?
The growth is fast. He over here in the light fixtures, y'all, working on. He had an angle Keon can't really get to him. He got that sweet spot.
Yeah, he's a full-on adult now. Yeah. And then Keelan, he don't even need me anymore.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's fully bearded.
He woke up, I'd be like, go to the bathroom, go get dressed, all I do is make his food. And that's it. He'd do like, everything else himself.
He'd be like, Dad, you forgot the coffee. I like the slow
he put
roast.
He put his glasses on. He was like, let me see. You need help with these bills? he's a full adult.
Man.
So he's easy. He be helping. Even with him, like yesterday I was washing the cars, and then he didn't have no shoes on. I was like, go tell Mom to go get.
Our
mic's just cut out. Can you hear Cam?
Something got kicked loose.
We got power loss. That's what happened.
Oh, that one.
Yep.
All right. He had no shoes on. I was like, go tell Mom, get your brother's shoes and help him with his shoes.
Yeah.
He came back, two shoes in his hand. He's like, Dad. I was like, he's easy. And like I said, he's talking. I didn't realize how far with the speech delay thing with Keelan, I didn't realize how legit it was until he started going. Because he's not even two yet.
Okay.
And he's rolling.
He chopping it up.
So I was like, dang, Keelan was really behind. Like, yeah. I thought I was like, y'all being dramatic. Mm. And I was like, nah, he was like a year behind.
Oh, wow.
Because he's going and he's not two yet. And he can talk.
All right. What's he eating over there?
Some snap peas or something like that. It was Chris.
Nice.
So, yeah, Keelan was really, like, super delayed. And he's still a little bit. But I figure by the time he's, like, first grade, he'll be back on track. Yeah, like, he's good now, but he's still, like, he could be a little better.
Okay.
But by first grade, then it'd be, like, all good. But he's ready to go. But they're both super smart.
Mm-hmm.
Keelan can memorize a book. Even in, I got his report card today for summer school, and they was like, he loves reading.
Yeah.
Like, they got a new book while I was gone, and I came back, and he's telling me how the book goes.
Oh, wow.
Like, he don't even, I'm reading it, but he don't even need to read it. Like, yeah. he memorized it. He
I've read it several times.
Yeah, he loves books.
Mm. I used to like books, man. Outside of comic books, I like, you know, of course, the Dr. Seuss joints. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. I had that memorized.
I had all those.
I Green used eggs to be obsessed ham. With the cover of one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. That was my one. Everybody always say green eggs and ham.
Nah, I like top on pop. Fish?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, too.
I used to do that.
The visuals just had me, like, the visuals was great.
I was always trying to figure out what the animals were. Like, what? I was like, what are these?
He had to be high to come up with the visuals or something.
Yeah. Them,
he had help.
I don't know what those were. Like, they weren't people. They weren't animals. They were just weird looking.
Yeah. And I
loved
it.
With Trump hair.
And they were so, like, original. It was just like, man, how'd he come up with this? Dr. Seuss.
The kid book pro.
Anyway, we got our producer Maya here on the ones and twos. Y'all say hi to Maya. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got her here on the ones and twos to kind of keep us on track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we'll be, it's whatever. You know, that's just how I think naturally.
Yeah, I'll be all over the place. Shout out to Chaz and Trenton for holding it down.
Yeah, man.
We be gone. People be in the comments like, y'all always go. We got shit to do.
We got
bills to pay and things to do.
I'm going to be gone next week.
Yeah, and I got 2 weeks. I'm here, and then I'm gone for two. Then I'm here. Well, other than when I'm on the road with you.
Mm-hmm. But those will be weekends.
Yeah, those will be weekends. So
it'd be more back to normal, like, travel schedule.
Till November.
Gone
then
to
it's November. Weird again.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got Maya here to keep us on track and whatnot. What's hot in these streets?
Well, unfortunately, we got a video that went viral last week. I'll show it to you.
Oh, Lord.
It's a grown man beating his 12-year-old daughter with a belt because she was... Now, we don't know many details because the video was taken down and we don't know who originally posted the video. It's kind of lost in the internet ether.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a video from Worldstar. I'll let you all see.
Oh, snap.
For allegedly thoughtin' around? What does that mean?
For allegedly... Dotting around.
What does that mean?
Yo, this is full. First of all, who's taping this? Full record. They getting the angles. They following. They doing the follow shots. And he just going to work.
To me, like, this is normal.
I feel like this is 80s normal.
Yeah, this,
but not
I mean,
now.
I got this before.
This extensive?
Well, no, I didn't eat.
Usually, like, it'd be one. My dad hit me with a belt, one or two butt pops. Focus on the cheeks.
Yeah.
Two.
Well,
of them.
If you were a runner and a mover, though, like, I didn't move.
Yeah.
My cousin was a runner and a mover, so she got that.
I
was still, and I'd be like, let me get the, because I wanted it strictly on.
I wanted it all cheeks.
Yeah.
Just give me what you got.
Because my mom was like that.
Oh,
my mom
okay.
only whipped me like twice, but she would just come in swinging.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, But my dad was like, it was a structured whooping, like over the bed, on the cheeks.
On the cheeks.
Done. But if you was a runner, like I've seen people run around, I was like, I'm not no runner, man. I'm just going to take it and be done with it.
I feel like he wasn't aiming for the cheeks, though.
He was just swinging. That was just swinging. Mom. Yeah, he was a swinger.
Man.
Some people got different techniques.
First of all, that's something you don't record.
That's what I don't understand.
That's something you don't
record. Why are
you
recording this?
Hey, record this.
Like, why?
So now, if it is any truth to her, you know, fighting around, whatever that is, now you publicly shamed her. So now she's going to be scarred and embarrassed. Her classmates could see that.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Her classmates could have seen that video, and now she's going back to school. She's tore up. She's done.
Yeah.
Public humiliation. So now everybody, and then now people are going to put their own narratives on it. Oh, so he caught you having sex? You having sex?
Because that's what I saw on one thing. I saw one thing that was like some girl was having sex at 12.
Man.
And then that one said thought and round. I don't know what that means. So right. I don't know what happened. I know he was pissed.
I think his message is going to get lost and wasted. Whatever message he was trying to send to her, I think he just did more damage than good.
I don't agree with the taping. I guess for as far as the whooping, because the era I grew up in, I'm just kind of like, man.
Yeah.
But as far as the video, like, why are you videotaping this?
Because that's the damage I'm talking about. If she just took that L, it's just her and Pops.
Yeah.
She might be like, yeah, you know what? I was wrong about that. My dad tore into me when.
You tell people, yeah. Like, man, yesterday I got tore up.
Now millions of people have seen this.
Yeah. And now like, you put yourself at risk where, like, they might take her out your home, you idiot.
Yeah. She's out of here.
Like, you think she's going to be better off in a group home?
Nope. It's going to be mad sex like, in
that
a group
was,
home.
That was dumb. To video. I just don't. The videotape. It's just. Why? Yeah.
I think it was a bad move to record it. And it was just too much with the belt. Like, now, like, growing up, that was like, looked normal to me. But now I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, because I never did that with my sons.
Yeah.
Never had to, but I never did it. And never wanted to. That was never like, the belt to me was just never, I'm a hand guy. My hand, just a quick butt pop, neck chop, mouth pop, something like that, you know. But ear flick.
See that dad that slapped his kid?
No.
But it was like structured. Mm. He said, he was talking to him outside the locker room. The locker. He said something to his mom, and he was like,
like
and the kid was like, it was so like calm and I don't know what he said, but he was just like, pow, like, don't pop. And the kid was just like,
all right.
It was so clean.
I'm not mad at it.
It was so he literally was like,
that's funny.
It was so funny.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it, because I feel like the weapons, it could be a bit much. Go get the belt. Go get the switch. Go get the extension cord.
I was after those errors. I ain't never got no Hot Wheel track, no switch.
My brother's got the Hot Wheel
track. No extension cords. I never got none. I got a belt, and that was it. I never got
this to the Hot Wheel track, but I didn't get in on the beat.
I never got none of that, just a regular belt. Yeah. But by the time we got older, it was hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was all boys. My dad was like, I don't need this belt.
Yeah. Like, punch y'all in the
chest. Yeah, punch in the chest.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a hit upside the head. But it wasn't really. The belt was done early. It got more. Like, you want to be a man now. Well, man up. Like,
yeah.
And then, I was like, by the time I got like 14, I was like, I don't think I got touched again. Because I was like, message received.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm good.
That's the thing. Like, the hands getting put on you and the belt or whatever, it sends a message to the kids. It's like, all right, I'm not going to cross certain lines because I know what's waiting for me. And, it, you know.
Because I just never believed in punishment. Yeah, I never believed in just, you're grounded.
You're grounded.
Oh, really? I can go take a nap?
Yeah.
All right.
Grounded never really worked for me.
It didn't do nothing.
Well, I can eat that. I can take the, you know. Even though, once I found it, this is when I found out that, you know, grounded was kind of worse than getting popped. When we was cutting up in church, and you know, my dad asked me and my cousins, like, what y'all think y'all should get? And I was like, no TV for the rest of the day, just to avoid the whooping. And then that's what I got. And then when my cousins had to whoop each other, I was like, man, that's an easy sentence. They can watch TV. And I was like, I got to sit up here, no TV. And this is when TV was life.
Yeah.
So I took that whole day with no TV. I was like, I should have took the whooping.
I have a question, though.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you guys are young men,
mm-hmm.
and you're dealing with fathers. But as a young woman, do you think this is going to teach her that love can come with abuse? Like, will it make her more likely to tolerate a man that hits her?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't tolerate dudes hitting me. So.
It could go either way.
I don't know.
It could go either way. It can. You know, she might end up with a guy that's putting hands on her, or it'd be like, you're not my dad. You're not gonna put hands on me. You know what I'm saying? My father did that, but nobody else is. So you could have that as well.
Yeah.
And so, because that happens even with parents, like
even with
know,
siblings,
like what you were saying earlier, like, you know. Some parents you just don't cross the boundary with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't push my mom nowhere, but my dad, I kind of pushed him, you know? And so that could translate to her, like, you know, my dad did this, but you're not going to do it.
And everybody's talking about the negatives. This could work.
I just don't.
It could work. The taping, he could completely shut it down. Like, I'd never want to experience nothing like that ever again and shut it all down.
Until I'm of age.
Yeah.
She could have got the message. But I just don't like the public.
I don't like the public. I don't like the public nothing, though. Yeah. I don't like public, your relationships falling apart, whoopings. I don't like public nothing. Keep your in-house in-house.
I think you should be publicly, if you rape somebody, you should be publicly kicking negative. The ball. Publicly. Repeatedly from the community. Everybody come in and get a kick in and then just keep and publicly tape it. I want to see it happen, man. Get your balls kicked in. And lay the balls individually on the platform. So when they come in for the kick, it's just all ball. And possibly if you come in with the stomp, oh, it'd be great.
Bust them open.
Man, that's better than castration, in my opinion. If you want to get real with it. Getting your balls kicked in from the entire community? Because when you get castrated.
I think you'd pass out.
Yeah.
I think you'd pass out. And
then once he recovers, the rest of the community is waiting their turn.
I think it happened once, and no one would ever make that.
Because castration, they take what you got, and then you heal up, and then you know you sitting there. But the ball kick in.
No,
from
I think castration to never have it again.
That's what they get.
That's worse.
He didn't deserve it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying castration.
But
is
the pain
worse.
Won't be the same.
You just they have no soul after that. They're just done. they're just walking.
They walking
flesh.
Around like my guy. What's his name on Game of Thrones?
The
ball-headed guy.
Farius.
They walking around like that. But if Farius got his balls kicked in from the entire community, he would have been a different character.
He can sing falsetto if you're castrated.
Notes.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, maybe.
So now he got a singing career because he's castrated. But if his balls was kicked in from the entire community.
No, she's saying the balls would make him hit higher notes.
I thought the castration.
I think you're going to lose your balls either way.
Well, yeah, the community kick in. Your balls going to fall off the next day.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they get, man.
They should get something.
Yeah. It's got to be in
for
that
convict,
realm.
For not even convict, for proven.
But I just feel like putting this video out there is going to do a major damage.
Yeah, that was
more
trash.
Damage than the belt did.
Yeah, that was trash.
And so I hope for the best for this young lady. And, you know, kids at 12, I remember, you know, when I was in first, second grade, they was talking about sex in schools. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember in the bathroom, the first sexual conversation I had at school, in the bathroom at school, this kid asked me, while I'm at the urinal, yo, you ever pop a girl's cherry? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, all the time. You kidding me? I didn't know what he was talking about. To this day, I don't. But man, to this day, I don't know what he's talking about.
When people used to say that, though, they'd be like, "Pop," I'd be like, "What the hell?"
Yeah, I was like, "Yeah," and I'm visualizing an actual cherry in there, more like cherry pie cherries, the big red ones. And I was just like, "Oh, they get cherries in there?" They're like, I'm thinking, I'm not gonna ask in school. You kidding me? I'm not gonna be like, explain further. I'm trying to fit in, you know what I'm saying? But
I would go home and ask questions.
First and second grade, though, duh.
Yeah, but my problem was I would ask questions how I heard them.
Yeah.
So I'm using all slang, and my mom used to be like, don't say that. That's not.
Yeah.
That's not. Like, I remember the Little Kim story when people were saying they found ounces of, like, semen in her.
Oh,
it was a rumor. Like, it was, you know, that she got her stomach pumped because she was giving so much head, whatever.
I remember that rumor about a new kid on the block.
Yeah, so, but I came home talking to my mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, they said she had ounces of cum in there. She was like, but I just said it because that's what I heard.
Was this over dinner?
I said it like she was in her room. And she was like, it's called semen. And she was like, that's probably not true.
Yeah.
Dope. But I said it because that's how I heard it.
Right.
So I didn't know. She didn't get mad. She was just like,
of course. But that's good that you brought it to mom. Yeah, I would internalize everything that was going on in school. So I didn't even ask. I didn't ask my brothers. I was very, like, internalized. Like, I wouldn't ask my brothers nothing. My mom, I was just. The only thing I did ask my mom was, like, can you get HIV from masturbation? I remember asking her that because I was shook because I thought I might have had it because I was jerking off crazy as a kid. And I was like,
I was late on
HIV
that.
That way?
I was super late on that.
I was shook, man. Because
everybody else was talking about that. Like, I was like, y'all be jacking off like that?
Yeah. I was just doing it on the daily. And then, you know, I'm riding the city bus. I might not wash my hands every time. So I was like, man, can you get HIV this way? I was shook.
I didn't like when my parents brought up stuff to me, though. Like, let me come to you.
Right.
I didn't like when my dad would be like, hey, man, let's sit down. And I'd be like, ah, come on.
Yeah. It's the energy. Like, man, what you want?
What age are you going to start talking to your kids about sex? I mean, they got Instagram now.
Yeah.
Probably. It depends on the kid, because my dad had to talk to me earlier because I was interested earlier. My brother didn't give a damn. He's like, I got my video games. I got cartoons. Like, he wasn't. So there was no reason.
I feel like your dad was like, ain't going to be no girls. And he was like, oh, what's up, Dad? I'm on level 16. Like, oh, well, you good.
Yeah, there was no reason because he had a sex talk with us early, like out the blue one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was more to me because Keith was like, what are you talking about? Like, sex? He just.
Is that in the video
he
game?
He just didn't care. And he was just like, you know what? This ain't really for you. Yeah. This is, and then the talks after that, he didn't even have them with him. It was me and him. Like, we'll go shoot hoop. Yeah. We'll go shoot hoop. And then after we was done on the ride home, he'd be like, so what? You know, like casually. So what?
So
what
these girls. Huh?
So you dating so-and-so now? What y'all be talking about?
So you like it, huh? What y'all be doing?
He would bring it up casually like that.
Huh? I feel like the internet is not really accelerating anything. I mean, it is, but it's not because, like I said, first, second grade in the 80s, these kids was talking about popping girls' cherries.
I remember fourth grade.
That came from no internet.
Yeah. So people always try to blame the internet for everything, but it's like, stuff's been around since forever.
Yes.
Even when they talk about, you know, What, you want the paper?
Okay, so here's a question a lot of people are asking. Would a 12-year-old boy have gotten this whipping?
I'm whipping my... At 12 is just too early.
Girl, it's definitely too early to be smashing.
Boy, girl, turtle. 12 is too early. That's
you
just too
me?
Early.
It's way
be
too
pissed
early. What grade is that? What grade is
6.
12? That's 6th grade?
Man, if he come to me 6th grade talking about he's smashing, we might have to go to the garage and throw him, man.
Man.
Like, what are you doing?
Yo, 6th grade, I wasn't even doing the solo thing by then.
Me either.
I started the solo joint 7th grade, I remember. And because I remember the first time it happened, I was like, it was like I found crack.
Oh yeah,
and I was just like, "Oh, this is it," you know. Yeah, it's like I found, I can't get it. It took a minute. I had to step off for myself. I was like, what have I done? Am I the only one doing this? The shame. And then once I got past that, it was all the time. So 7th, 8th grade, but 6th grade, I still wasn't even on that level.
Nah, 6th, I didn't
have the hairs yet.
Yeah, I like girls in 6th grade and such, but
I did like girls.
I wasn't trying to smash. I like girls from early.
I started liking girls like 2nd grade.
Yeah, but the smash?
Yeah,
no,
it was romance. It was holding hands and looking at flowers.
Even the kiss.
Then, yeah, I wasn't even thinking that. I was just like, I want to hold her hand. It's
like, I remember my first kiss, the girl kissed me.
Yeah.
So my first, like, French kiss, she kissed me. But I remember I was like, like, after that, I was ready to go.
Man. I didn't kiss a girl French until
mine was
junior high.
Yeah, middle school.
Wait, hold on. Was I in high school? I remember the girl. I think I might have been in high school, dog. That's how long it took me. I was late McGee, though, in terms of.
Well, I'm reading right now that the average American man, this is from Teen Vogue.
What they know?
Well, they say that the average American man loses virginity at 16.9 years.
Yeah, okay.
16.9?
Right. Yeah. I was 18.
18, okay, a little bit late.
Yeah.
And the average American woman is 17.2 years.
Okay.
So that's
so what they're saying is, these young men
early.
Are having sex with older women.
Barely.
Must be.
I mean, yeah,
that's
what the
like
numbers
a,
show.
By like a point something.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's a grade.
Or maybe the math teacher.
Maybe the teacher.
That one math teacher is messing up the stats for the whole school.
If the girl is older, then, you know, and I consider myself late McGee in the game. I never asked my older brothers how old they were when they first dabbled.
Yeah.
I could have had great conversations with my older brothers. I just didn't. We were just an internal family growing up. And I regret that. Because it would have been dope if I'd been like, yo, fellas. You know, I could have asked them mad questions.
Yeah.
But, you know. Back to the would the boy get that same treatment?
I would personally.
Yeah, I would have definitely been.
I'd have been hot,
furious if my 12-year-old sons was smashing at 12. But on that dad, I feel like he wouldn't have went as hard on his son. This was, you know, I can't speak for him, but I don't know. But maybe he would have. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if he walked in on his son smashing in his house.
His wife beater and gut says he was going off no matter what. He has the stressed dad outfit on.
He did have a stressed dad
gut
outfit.
Gut and wife beater. He just looking
to beat.
That's a horrible combo. He probably had a shift to go to. Mm-hmm. I'm working nights and you out here thought, and he probably couldn't take it.
Yeah. In my home?
Yeah, he had the look of a stressed out father.
I wonder if he caught the daughter directly, or did the mom catch, or the sibling. And he just got
Because that kind of how mad he was. I wonder if he caught her, because that wasn't like a third party.
Nah,
anger. Like he was pissed.
Yeah, he kicked it. He probably kicked the boy out, and then he came back in there with the belt.
This is what
he was like.
I'm
set the camera up. I'm recording this, and you better record the whole thing.
The recording.
The person recording was like.
It probably was
following
or the person recording could have been the sibling that snitched.
Could have been. Oh, can you imagine now that dynamic? The sibling, if the sibling was recording and taking pride in the recording, look, I got the good angles, Dad. The resentment.
Yeah, you and the sibling could have been an older brother.
Man,
like you, right? Because he would be equally pissed,
right?
If a sister's doing stuff at 12,
would you snitch on your sibling? If you had like a sister getting it in and you.
I probably at that age, if I'm young too, probably. Because I'd be so mad, like, what are you doing?
Right.
I'd be irate.
Especially, I know it's sexist, but man.
Don't touch
females get special treatment.
Sorry.
That's just what it's going to be in terms of protection from a sibling. That's my baby sister. You're not going to be doing this.
Yeah.
I'm beating the boy up. It's just. And I know y'all want to be equal and looked at as equal, but no.
And I'm sick of that, by the way.
That's my sister. You're not getting in on this. We fighting. And then I might tell Dad.
Is that the right way to go about it?
I don't care what's right in this point.
It don't matter. That's my sister.
I mean, is it the most effective way?
Could be. We don't know.
Or is it better to talk to her and explain to her why this is wrong?
No, she's just going to learn it from her boyfriend getting beat up.
I'm doing this to all of them.
And us telling.
So good. Dad, try it again.
That's how you learn in this time.
Try it again.
Somebody put in the comments section that this is going to make her sneak around more. It's probably going to make.
Well, apparently she already was. So what's it going to do?
I'm just saying what people.
It could be her like, origin story for villainy
thing,
in the future.
The thing with all of this stuff is we don't know. It could go either way.
Yeah. We got to monitor her. I want to see this.
You just flying by the seat of your pants when raising kids. You have no idea how any of this is going to turn. Yeah, you don't know how any of this is going to turn out. It could go bad. It can go fantastic. Even like us growing up, whoopings weren't as effective with my brother. But for me, I was like, I am good.
Right. I feel like kids, like I always say with relationships, every relationship
Everyone's
is a fingerprint.
Different.
Everything is individual. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, whoopings were effective from my dad. My mom didn't have to lay a finger on me. You know what I'm saying? Cam said it. He's like, you know, conversation was good enough for me. I was good. You know, I needed that pop on the butt at daddy's house. Didn't need it with mom. So it just. Everything's case by case.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You didn't get whoopings. Did you get whoopings?
I got whoopings.
Did you? Well, how'd they work for you?
I don't think they worked as well as, because I was always a thoughtful child, so my mom could have just been like, here is exactly why you shouldn't do this. But I don't think she had time to really go into it and the patience. But for when I had children, I'm going to really try to explain it to them first.
Yeah.
Why? So that I don't have to, what's going to happen when I'm not there to whoop them, you know?
Right. What happens when the explanation, they do it again?
And they're going to do it again. because that's what kids do.
I've had friends who got sent away to different schools.
Oh, you gonna send the kids away?
If it's too bad.
No whooping? No, you're not going to try to whoop? What if they get
molested at the school?
What if they get molested at the school?
That's what I'm saying. All of this is a crapshoot. You don't know.
You're not even going to attempt to whoop, though, in the in-between?
I don't know about... I don't know if I'd go straight for whooping. I'd work them first. Like, you got to clean out the garage.
Oh, I used to hate that. The manual labor? I hated the manual labor.
Whooping.
You could beat that.
I got to clean the garage? Beat me.
Beat me, please.
Beat me in the streets. Here. You just take your shirt off. Hit my back. Matter of fact,
film it. Beat me and film it. I do not want to do manual labor.
Not the garage.
Oh, God.
There's spiders in there. Dad. Mom.
Work was trash.
Man, there's spiders in there? Give me the whooping. Please.
And military stuff is trash. Like just making you plank for a long time.
Oh yeah.
You'll cry doing that. Like, I'm done. That's effective. My leg.
I had a math teacher in summer school used to do that. We would have to get up against the wall and kind of come down and just sit like that.
That's good for your quads.
We was getting a good workout. But as a kid, I don't care about working out.
Yeah, that's
true. Get me out of here.
Legs.
No.
That built a base of muscle.
And we didn't care about the workout.
No.
This was the 80s. We didn't care about six packs. Wasn't no six packs on TV. It was just Arnold and Sylvester. Everybody else was regular body. We didn't care about working out.
It's all these stuff. It's a bunch of what ifs. And everything's different. Every discipline is effective or ineffective. You just don't know.
Because sometimes conversation is trash.
Sometimes, it's not enough. For Cam, it was great.
Sure.
But for me, honestly, a conversation with me, I'd be like, okay, cool. That's it.
I need the pressure sometimes.
I need the fear. The fear was the only thing that worked for me. A conversation wasn't going to be
the fear of my mom kept me from selling drugs in Chicago and joining the gang.
That's true.
So fear is a powerful tool in these parental streets.
Yeah, I wanted no parts. I just wasn't scared of my mom. Like, I just wasn't. But my dad, I didn't want no parts of that. Mm-hmm. Like, him just being around, he'd look at us sometimes like, is he going to kill us or what?
It seems that whatever your parents did worked. So maybe it was you and not the discipline. You think that you were inherently
I can personally tell you.
Yeah, if it wasn't for my dad doing that stuff, I would have ended up doing stuff my friends was doing.
There's no nonsense.
I wasn't scared of the police. I wasn't scared of the school. I was scared of my father.
Yes.
So that's what kept me. I didn't give a damn about getting, Saturday school, detention? I'll eat that, a referral. But I was only scared because you sending that home.
Exactly. The parental reaction to what's going on in school.
I didn't care about the school. Like, I got to clap erasers after school, stay 15 minutes. Okay, you taking my
time.
You
kidding me? The third grade teacher knew my mom personally. I was an angel in that class. Fourth grade, I was back to not doing homework, this, that, the third, barely skating by. And, you know, I think fear is effective.
Yeah, that's the only thing that can.
Not crippling fear where it's just like, he's walking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look like a poodle. You're shaking.
He turned the water on. No, don't hit me, please. But just like, you know,
just the respect,
when you mess
though,
up.
Yeah. I didn't care about the school. I really didn't care about people like, I'm going to call the police. I'd be like,
I'm going to call the cops. I'm not scared of cops even now. They're annoying.
Yeah.
Like when you see them, here they come. But like true fear, nah. I'd be watching them.
Yeah.
It's like, what y'all doing? We watch cops now like we own a store and they come in. We think they shoplifting. That's how we look at cops. We be like, keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
Hey, get the cameras out, man. Everybody. You get pulled over, people be in the community like, y'all okay?
Yeah,
y'all
immediately.
Good? Immediately. That happened in Pittsburgh the other day with Greg, the tour manager. He got pulled over, and it was people driving by. Y'all, you okay in there, right? And then I'm watching from the other side. It was just.
But I will
I like
say,
that, though. That
man. Community ain't having it no more with these cops.
I might rather take just a smack from a cop than like a speeding ticket for $750.
Oh, so now you want the smack. But you ain't going to smack your kid?
Have you seen these speeding tickets, though?
Slap me.
Yeah, slap the hell out of me.
Hit me with that club in the thigh one time.
Tase me. I'll shit myself.
I will get tased.
And film it.
Yes.
I will shit myself. Then pay that $400.
I'll post the video myself of me getting tased to avoid the ticket.
Especially these
$65. Tase me.
I got a 93 going 93 one time.
I will get back in the car with pee on my leg. happily not having to spend $65.
I got a speeding ticket the other day, and he wouldn't even tell me how much it is. He's just like, I looked it up. I'm like, this is going to be a lot of money. So, it's going to be a lot of money.
You speed? I'm surprised.
That's
because
she didn't get whooping.
She seemed like she's five under.
No. I go a good 15 miles over.
What?
I do 10.
I picture Maya driving both hands on the wheel, perfect posture, driving at the perfect speed. But you.
Not the perfect speed, but both hands on the wheel. Wow. Anything could be happening around me. I am driving.
No.
I'm the safest driver.
I barely have a finger on there. I'm barely touching the wheel.
I be like. My nipples do the steering.
Yeah, I do nothing.
Yeah, I be on my phone. I be drinking.
I be playing with the kids in the rear view. What y'all doing back there?
I be in the glove compartment for no reason. I be
trying to make them laugh.
Never.
My toes be on the bottom of the wheel. I be like, yeah.
Oh, I be eating.
I won't eat. I can't get distracted.
Oh, I be full. I be eating with utensils.
Yeah.
But I be cutting stuff.
I do work.
Cutting stuff. Yeah, this asparagus right here.
I don't correct myself until like something happens that scares me, then I put everything away.
Yeah, that's what you like, hold it up.
Like if I hear that, I'm like, oh, all right, I'm done. Right. Let me put the burrito down. Kid, shut up. Let me focus. 10-2. And if I hit the thing, but if it's going smoothly, I'll be all over the place.
Man.
Okay, go one more.
It's
question.
Your turn. I'll be playing chess. Take your turn, sir.
Full click, chess click, click, in the driver's seat. Like.
We don't advocate for distracted driving.
But then we all do it. That's why people be having wrecks. They'll be paying attention.
I'll go one last question about this video, and then we can move on.
Okay.
This is like philosophy class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it realistic to expect your daughter not to be thoughtin, not to be a hoe, when hoes get the most rewards on social media?
Yes. It's realistic if you have parents in your house telling you that ain't shit. It's all kind of stuff. I used to go watch movies, New Jack City, whatever, and I could watch that all day because my mom and dad was like, but you know never to do that, right?
Right.
Like, you know that's no good.
The blueprint was laid.
Yeah,
and
it'd be like, if you need confirmation, let's go visit your uncle in jail real quick. Like, if you need... I believed that was real. I mean, you know, like, and I didn't need that in my real shooting gun. RoboCop was bloody. And we played we saw Total Recall and Rambo, all that stuff. But I never wanted to go get a gun and shoot in real life. I knew, like.
Right.
So, hoes get attention, but I would tell them the real, too, around that. Like, that's what it's portrayed, but.
Right.
They don't get more money if you have 1 million followers on Instagram because you got a nice behind.
He almost got 1 million followers.
And yeah, but he's not selling little
exactly. That's what I'm. So I would tell that you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that.
I got enough friends. I got 1 million followers. They don't do none of that. You ain't got to do that.
I think that is really optimistic, personally.
Well, as long as your kids know there's other avenues they can take, it's not just hoes winning. Like, you know, oh, you think just hoes are winning? Look at this guy. This guy's opening boxes on YouTube.
Yeah, this kid's playing
5 million
games.
Subscribers. Yeah. Just, you know, whatever you're into, you know, these hoes don't have anything else to offer.
Yeah.
So this is why they do this to, you know,
and they
just show them they got different
and easy
avenues.
Money. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's an easy win, and you see the boys liking these girls, but how are they liking them?
Yeah.
Like, ask the boys that like them, what do they want from? Oh, she got a fat ass. That's all. Is that how you want to be viewed from the guy?
I think people who let TV and internet raise their kids make the excuses.
Mm-hmm.
If you raising your kids, it don't matter what's going on in the world.
Right.
If you raising your kids correctly, they're going to do, you're the example, you're the blueprint. Like, when people be like, oh, like people with Cosby, they was like, oh, that was my dad. I had a dad. Fuck Cosby.
I don't care
about what Cosby was doing. My dad was who I wanted to be like.
Right.
Give a damn about Cosby. He was America's dad, not mine.
I had a dad. I was like, I was good with that. And like my mom, because we watched everything in the 80s. We watched everything. So I knew drugs was whack, but everybody was doing it in the movies.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, drugs. Yeah, even in the, this was the 80s. Cocaine was king.
Yeah.
And even in my community, they was doing drugs. I would see it getting done. I was like, man, I don't like this. It would just make my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
Even though it was popular, it was a thing to do. I just felt that it was wrong. I was like, man, I don't like this.
Yeah, I saw crackheads. I was like, I don't want that.
I want zero parts.
I was like, ugh.
Alcoholism, getting drunk. I was like, nah, I don't like that.
I see what you're saying, and I think it might be different for young girls because I think, my personal opinion, that the media largely ignores girls unless they're pretty. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times pretty goes hand in hand with showing skin. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, when you see who's the most famous.
No.
Like a lot of times, I give you the beauty. Yeah. I give you the beauty because, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of girls really just relying on their face
yeah.
as the beauty, like whether it be makeup or like, you know, because it's a lot of pretty makeup girls that they cover up and they wear the thing, and it's just that. It's like people like beauty, male and female.
Yeah. So it definitely,
the ass and titty thing comes with a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
So, but beauty sells, of course, obviously.
But like you said, you got to tell your kids, like, look what dudes are, look what they're saying to those comments. Like, look, they don't. Nobody respects
let
them
me put
girls.
Let me put my dick on your shoulder.
Yeah, like look, just read the comments. Nobody respects that. Like right. nobody, and people be, you know, the running joke is like hoes be winning, but like are they? Are they really winning?
Are
yeah,
they
might get flown
winning?
Out. They might get smashed. They might have some money at it, but are they?
It don't
winning?
Look like they winning in the long run.
Are they winning?
Yeah,
you know, man. It might be a temporary win, but it's like when
and
you
what
look
do you
underneath?
Consider winning?
And like, are they catching STDs?
And what,
we don't know.
But people looking at the outside, like, well, what is winning? So some athlete flew you out, and you got to go to All Star Weekend for that's winning to you. That's you right. had one good weekend. Like, mm-hmm. meanwhile, there's this other regular lady with a beautiful family and you know good job getting treated right. She ain't got to worry about competing with 300 other girls, you know what I mean?
Right.
She's winning.
And look at the comments.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a girl that's just known for showing her face and, like, you know, it's whatever, look at the comments and stuff. Oh, you're so beautiful. This, to be my wife. It's a different language.
That's true.
Then when you're out here, you know, barely covering up, hey, let me smack. Oh, I beat that up. And it's like, you know.
Do you remember we posted, which was a controversial video with Chaz, about why he thinks that women don't want daughters, and a lot of women responded, I see what's going on in these on Instagram, and I don't want to expose my daughter to that. Mm. Is that what you say to those women?
Yeah, it'd be like, I think that's not a good reason not to want a daughter. Like, you prefer, but just to say, oh, because social media, nah, that ain't a good reason.
Yeah,
you lay down a good foundation at home, you don't even have to worry about
it.
That
excuse.
Could just be a
that's
source of light entertainment to your daughter. Like, this is silly. I like it, but it's not like, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a guilty pleasure. Some people like Love and Hip Hop, but they just keep it as trash entertainment and not using it as a blueprint for how they live their life. They're just like, huh, they throwing drinks on each other. That's dumb. Because I'll admit, that stuff, if you catch me, I can go from one episode to the next.
I can't do
if
it.
If you let me, I'll be like, man, this is. If I ain't nothing else irritated. On, I'll get caught up in a marathon. So I just avoid it because I know it's junk food. Mm-hmm. I know it's junk food. It's like, you know, so.
Yeah, I don't like that. Just like when people try to blame rap for kids doing, stop blaming it. It's your job as a parent
right.
to have everything
but
in order.
Every kid didn't have good parents, though.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
So hip hop can be,
I think,
a
all the
real
kids can
source
be,
to kids to look to because they don't have the pops is gone, moms is trash. Then they are looking at these rappers as like a blueprint.
No, that's true. The stuff is influential for sure. But what I'm saying is, if you do have the foundation,
right.
it's not.
Right.
So if you out here just lost, then yeah, easily you can be manipulated by the streets. You can be videos, anything. But from where I understood it is, people are asking about their own kids.
Mm.
So if you are active in your kid's life, none of that other stuff matters.
Right.
If you're doing what you're supposed to do, that other stuff does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
My friends was selling drugs, all kind. Because the fear of my dad, I was like, I'm good. It was so many situations. You want to ride? I know that car ain't yours.
Right.
I know that car ain't yours. You want to get it? Nope, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good because if I get caught in this car, it's a wrap.
I got arrested in a stolen car. I didn't know it was stolen when I got in, but I found out the hard way.
In cars.
And I was grown. Serene was fresh on the scene. I'm in the stolen car. I'm like, I'm going to jail. As soon as I have a kid, I'm going to jail. That's
statistic.
What I was picturing.
I'm a damn stat.
Man.
How'd you get off? What happened?
I didn't know. I just didn't know anything. I was in there handcuffed to the chair for a while. Then they brought me in for questions. I was like, I didn't know it was stolen. How long have you known this guy? I've known him since college, man. I mean, since high school, but I didn't know it was stolen. And I was telling the truth. I didn't know nothing. Yeah. I knew nothing. They probably it wasn't like I was throwing him under the bus or anything. I was just like, I didn't know. He used to give me a ride home from my girlfriend's house to my dorms. As you see, we was on our way to the dorms, and then, you know, I'm here. I had no clue.
Dude, like, just get out.
They let me go. That's but great. I was like, had no clue. Because I was like, hey, man, could you pick me up? That was it.
Yeah, I didn't want no parts of nothing.
Man.
But my dad also was hood enough to keep it real with me, too. Like,
yeah.
He would say certain stuff just candid, just straight up like, yo, if I catch you in a stolen car, anytime you see somebody, he would set me up with, like, how to know if the car was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't never seen it, or you right. Where you get that from? They don't really answer.
You know they ain't got money like that?
Yeah, he was like, that ain't, and even stuff. Your friends say, let's go to this store real quick, and you know they ain't got no money, they about to steal.
Yeah.
Don't roll. Like, he would just set it up, so I'd be leery, like, hey, man, let's do, and I'd be like,
I'm good.
I'm gonna go home.
Yeah.
Yo, you never want to do nothing. All
right. Yeah, you right about
and
that.
And then he would tell me, too, my dad was also cool enough where the other kids felt comfortable with him.
Yeah.
So he would tell me, like, man, I seen so-and-so driving around today in a stolen car. And they was hanging out the window. What up, Mr. Pauly?
Yeah.
He was like, I seen him, but I better not catch you.
Right.
Like, but he knew what everybody was doing, too. So he'd be like, I don't want you,
mm-hmm.
you know, yada, yada, yada.
Pops was tapped in.
He was.
Yeah. It was beneficial.
That's why we was raised in the suburbs, because he was like, y'all got to get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we not. My mom and dad's. My mom's side of the family is actually worse.
Man.
My mom's side is. Woo! Like, people be like, y'all so nice. I'm like, now. Now. Them in the 80s, nobody. My mom couldn't even date. She was not allowed to date growing up because my uncles had too much of a rep.
So she liked this girl.
Nah, she wasn't getting the whooping, was she?
She didn't have to. Okay, perfect example.
She was overprotected.
Perfect example. My mom said she was like in eighth grade, pulled up to a party. Walked in, hey, my uncles are there. And Sarah was like, take your ass home. She said she darted out as soon as she didn't even get in the party good. What the hell are you doing to take your? And that was it. She didn't have a chance because my uncles, it was on her ass. So she didn't even have a chance. She was like, I couldn't do nothing. They would hear about it. And I was like, ugh. And then it got to a point where just nobody would even, like, what's your brothers? I'm good.
So your dad was brave enough to date?
He did, because they went to school in the valley. And then, but he said he would, like, when he walked her home, he hated it. Because they were, you know, they on the porch. Where you from? You know, but he was like, oh, I'm just, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then after a while, you know, they knew him. Like, my mom and dad was together from, like, they was dating early, like high school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the kids. So it was like. Even when they divorced, my uncles was like, we still cool, though. Like,
yeah.
We've known you since forever. You always did right by my sister, whatever.
Right. Yeah, man.
Do you want some questions from the audience?
Of course.
Yeah.
They talking about, man.
We still got time. Y'all be cutting it off too early. Shut up.
Okay, Amazing Grace 863 asks, hey, Tony, you have older boys. Are you teaching them or have you taught them good financial management? Have you talked to them or educated them on interest rates or ARPs? APRs.
He started laughing already.
It was just, once they say interest rates and APRs, I'm like, ugh, jargon. like with the boys, and it's funny seeing their dynamic when it comes to money. Serene is the spender. Sincere is the saver. And so, I've been teaching Serene, like, yo, like, it was early on, too, like when we would go eat, and I'd be like, why y'all getting the most expensive thing on the menu all the time? It's just like, you know, because I would always just steer him towards the cheaper route. And this is, you know, it was like, man, my money was tight. So I'm like, hey, man, why you always got to get the extra, you know? And so I was always instilling in them, like, hey, man, the price. Look, acknowledge it. And they just order whatever, and they'd be like, hey, you're not even thinking. And then... So once Serene starts working, making his own money, that's when he was like, yo, dad, man, I see what you mean. Now that it's your money, now you're looking at the price. Let me not get the extra. Let me get this. Let me not add that. And so I was like, yes, feel every piece of what you're learning. I was saying, too, Serene, you got to be better at saving your money. Like, don't spend it as soon as you get it. That way you're not coming to us every time because you spent your money already. Sincere, because Serene asked Sincere for money. I'm like, Sincere, let me get, because Sincere be saving his. He be like, he'll buy a game, and they just stack the rest. And it's like, and I asked Sincere the other day. I was like, hey, man, you got, how much money you got? He was like, a lot. And I was like, then I was like, let me hold 500. Just being silly. But I was just like, that's good. Because, you know, I broke him off when he graduated. I just slid him 1,000. And then I don't know how much his mom gave him, his relatives. So it's like, he's stacking it. And so.
He got a portfolio. You don't even know about it. He was like, actually, Dad, I've been investing.
And I'm just like, well, good. And then, but Saran is just, he wants to look fly. He gets to spend his money right. But I'll be getting on him. I'll be like, look, man, you need to, don't be coming to me every time. I gave you this. Where's that at? So now I'm setting up a blueprint to where, you know, hey, if I go to Dad, I got to explain why I spent the money. What did I spend in this? I'm not even going, let me just do better at saving. I'm trying to instill that, like, don't come to us for money all the time when you can make your own money and then save it. Because I haven't asked for money in God knows how long, you know. In college, I was like, hey, Ma, you know, because in college, you're dead broke, you're desperate. Please, anything.
I wouldn't say nothing. I would just wait. If she called and she'd be like, do you need anything? I'd be like,
man.
But other than that, I would just take it.
I
would just be like, I'm just broke. What's up, bro?
I was like,
Ma,
you got like 50? You know, and then, you know, Pops, I never asked, but it was just, yeah, we was in the struggle in college. College was the brokest time of my life.
Man.
Oh, the stuff we
I ate potatoes eating. For 2 weeks one time.
Man, the cream corn sandwich that everybody bring up, that's real. I
Ramen.
Made a cream corn sandwich because the corn was in there and bread. So I put them together.
I remember, because, you know, the sack of potatoes was only like $2.
You told us this.
Man.
Yeah.
Ate all that for 2 weeks. Ramen.
Potatoes are lifesaver.
Are you going to let your kids get credit cards? Well, you can't do anything if they're over 18. But what will you say if they say, I got a credit card now?
I think Sincere would do good with credit
cards. Yeah, I'm about to say, it depends on the kid.
But Serene, no. I'll be like, you don't even spend good now. You're going to get that credit card. You're going to max it out. Because I learned that way. I was like, I got a Buckle card. That was my first credit card, the Buckle.
Oh, yeah.
And I got it when I was working steady. And I was making the payments. I was good with making the payments. I was good at paying my bills. But once I went to college and I didn't have that, you know, steady job, the Buckle was like, where's that money? I was like, I'm in college. That's when my credit
was
went to shit.
I'm in
when
college.
I went to college, my car payments, they snatched my car up. It was broke down on the freeway, but they came and got it. I don't know how they found it. It was in between Cruces and Albuquerque. It was on the side of the road.
Did it get a ticket?
Maybe that's what did
it. That's how they find it.
They scooped it up.
Yeah.
Because it broke down on the way to Albuquerque. My friend picked us up. And then I was like, I need to go get that car. I got a notification that, yeah, we got your car.
It probably got a ticket, and then they found it.
But you still, you got to pay off the rest of the cost. I ain't paying for that shit. Y'all got it?
Yeah. For what?
My credit went to hell. Now, it's in a good place now, but that's years. You know, that's
damn near
20 years ago.
I'm going to make them get jobs. I had to work. My first job, I was 11. I got a paper route. I wanted some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was like, I'll buy you these, but if you want those, you got to go get the money for it.
And that's how my dad and stepmom worked.
So I worked I would get weird jobs, like what I could do when I was mm-hmm. younger. And then when I got older and got my work permit, I worked from then on. Because I wanted stuff, and they was like, we not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how I learned money management. Because like you said, when it's your money,
when it's your money,
we going out, and my mom and dad's like, you paying for your portion. I'd be like, oh, well, let me get the, you can take that off. You can take that off. Let me just get the.
Mm-hmm. It's a great lesson.
Yeah. I mean, I'm better for it. Like Cottie grew up, you know, even though she always worked, she always had money, but she was always, she's terrible at spending.
Yeah.
Because she just used, and I'm like, That's not how I was raised. Like I be putting stuff aside. I be trying to manage, and she's like, she be already looking what to spend the money that we don't even have yet.
Right.
So like, I'm doing the ship. She's like, you doing 3 weeks? Oh, we can go. No. How are you already got plans to spend this money?
Yeah.
Like that. No. I don't understand that at all.
Oh, is that tone?
Yes.
I want to, because your wife does a podcast. I want to hear her take on the money.
She knows
spent.
She's terrible. She's so bad. Like, if she does like an odd job, like babysitting or something like that, yeah. When she gets the cash, she just takes it out and gives it to me. That's how bad she was. Like, I'm just gonna give it up. Like an allowance. She'd be like, just here.
Yeah, man.
And because we have a joint account, I'd be on the accounts. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, well, what was this $32 purchase? We had to. She just set herself on fire and run off. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Oh, man.
All right, I got one last question from Kendrick Brown Jr. He asks, how do I start being a comedian? I have been to open mic nights and gotten a great crowd. Can I just start that again?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Kendrick Brown Jr. asks, how do I start being a comedian? I've been to open mic nights and gotten great crowd reactions. What should be my next step?
Keep going.
Keep going.
Just keep doing
that's
open
it.
Mics. That's literally.
Don't stop going to open mics.
Yeah, there's no. Everybody always says, like, how do you get started? Just keep doing open mics.
You already started.
Yeah.
So now you keep going to open mics.
Just find them all and do them all.
You do comedy competitions. All stand-up is people seeing you around. You're doing shows. You're building your rep. If you're funny, people are going to notice. They'd be like, yo, this guy's funny. Let me put him on this show.
And you build your time.
And that's it.
And you just keep
doing
it.
Going.
You just keep. There ain't no.
That's it.
You just got to keep doing
it. Keep going.
Like, people be asking for advice. I'd be like, that's literally the only advice. You just keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Yes.
And since you already did the open mic nights, you're done. You started.
Yeah.
Now you keep going.
And keep building.
Mm-hmm. That's easy. And your next step should be keep going. Go again. After you're doing the open mics, do bringer shows and do comedy competitions. Do those.
Comedy competition is how I got into a lot of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I got into a bunch of clubs doing the competitions. Yep. And I got more shows from them competitions with longer time and more material. And when people start seeing you around more and more and they respect you more, then it's easier to get like little spots. Like, can you throw me up real quick on the even on the open mic when they, you know, trying to squeeze somebody in, they'll squeeze you in.
Yep.
Get your time. But you just got to keep doing it.
I did open mics. Every single day.
That's it.
Once I did the first open mic, I'm going back tomorrow. That was my mindset. I never stopped. Like, the family had to sit me down. You always gone. I'm sorry. All right, I'll stay home tonight. But in my mind, I was like, but that stage.
But that's literally it.
That's it.
That's keep and going. If you ask anybody ever, that's all they're going to say.
Keep going. Don't get caught up in the, well, I need to know this person. Don't worry about all that. Let your work speak for itself. Be cool off stage, but just, you know, let that work speak for itself. And then you'll be good. And if you say, you know, you're getting great crowd reaction, you already doing good already. Just keep that going.
And don't quit after that bomb, because you getting great reaction.
Oh,
that bomb is coming.
You take the first L?
That L is coming.
You got to get back up immediately.
It is coming. You said you're getting great crowd reaction, but that it's not going to go. Your next one, you might bomb. And you got to keep going.
And it don't stop. I did a show in the Bronx last month, and it was L City for you, boy. I was like, no, it was so bad. The host came up, look, man, trust me. This dude is funny, yo. Trust me when I tell you, this dude, I'm standing up there taking it. Like, I just started comedy. I'm 10 years in. And the Bronx haunts me to this day. I texted him the other day. I was like, man, I need revenge in your room. He was like, I wish you could see how well you did from the outside. I don't forget all that. Yeah. I need revenge.
I hate that. It was fun from where I know what I felt.
Man, I know.
I was on when I was on the ship, you know, on by day four, everybody realizes I'm not young.
Right.
People get on ships, cruise ships, and they be like, we about to do 7 days of partying.
Right.
We got to drink all day, eat all day, go on these excursions. By day four, everybody's burnt.
Right.
They are burnt because they're old, they're washed, they don't have it. So them shows towards the end of the week start becoming work. It was a dude knocked out sleep.
Yeah.
While I was on stage. And the only thing that saved the first five, they were just in there like, they had nothing. And the only reason why my set wasn't a bomb is because the sleep dude made me so mad. I just start cussing out everybody, but it was killing because I was serious.
Right.
I was like, you old. Like, I just went off. Y'all thought you had the energy. You didn't. You stupid kids running. I went off. So they was like, but I was pissed.
Right.
Because I was bombing because they was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you gonna take the meals.
Yeah, man. Keon don't take L's, though.
Whatever, I'll be bombing, man. They always make fun of me. Cause
Keon don't be bombing.
I don't bomb on your show.
Kendrick.
I don't bomb on your show.
You don't bomb on nothing.
You don't even see me
Nobody got the evidence. There's no proof.
Yes, I did.
No witnesses.
I brought up the proof of the pepper bellies when I took
Who's the witness?
It was Gary was there. My boy Gary. Kirk was there. Because Kirk was... This is how bad that was. Kirk was hosted.
Kirk McHenry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got off stage. He was like, hey, but you hung in there, though. That's how bad the
but
set was.
But you hung in there? Oh, man.
That's how bad the set was. He's like, but you hung in there, though. And man. I was like, yeah, I finished.
But that's what you want, Kendrick. You got to get that revenge. To this day, I did that show last month. I'm going back to New York in August. I told Rob, I was like, I need to get revenge in that room. And I got semi-revenge because he when Rob was on stage, he started talking to me, and I was able to go off on that crowd.
The go-off be saving.
And then I went back, and then I got some form of redemption that night. And then the next night, I did the show in Brooklyn, and I was back. I was like, oh, this is like the best show I've ever had in New York. So I was like, ah. But it takes that going. If I would have took the L to heart, I'd have never got the revenge.
Yeah.
So you gotta be like, all right, I'm coming back. So keep going is the best advice.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man. Well, all right. That's
And we gave y'all a full hour. Over an hour. We gave you five extra hard minutes.
We gave
them
an hour and five. I don't want to hear nothing.
Five extra hard minutes.
We out here, man. Me and Keon be an hour, we out here. Chaz was like, man, we got to now, man.
And that was BS, too. Chaz always be like, I'm so busy. He was ready to do that podcast.
He had the time.
For 36 hours.
He was.
I'm busy.
He didn't want to leave. And he even stayed behind for my movie reviews after that. Chaz don't be as busy as he claims.
Yeah,
man.
Chaz be, y'all don't know, Chaz be in the group chat. Like, I'm busy. Shut your ass
so
up, Chaz.
I'm so busy, guys.
I'm busy that I want to do the podcast for 36 hours.
But he's great in
yeah, he was.
In
he was
podcast.
Really funny. I like
shout out to Chaz. He'll be back again for sure. If you got any questions for us, ask us in the YouTube comments section. We'll tackle them on the show. Thank you, Maya, for joining us now. And I think you're a
pleasure
good addition.
To be here.
Yes. I think this is the energy is just I like it. I like it. And I'm sure y'all do too. So we'll be back again. What was I about to say? Oh,
where they can find you, right?
You can find me at Tony Baker Comedy on everything. TonyBakerComedy.com is your source for everything me. What about you, Kim?
At Keon Poli. And my website is finally up.
Yes.
It is up, KeonPoli.com.
Yes.
All my show dates,
he's a
Instagram
new man,
links, all everything is up. It's running. You can find everything on there. When you going to be in? Look on the site.
Yes. Yes.
What do you want to say? Say bye-bye. No, say it, though. Say bye-bye.
He's saying bye like this.
Say bye. You want to say Batman?
The lean in with nothing.
What's that? Batman? You get stage fright?
You just breathe.
He got nothing. I'm going to get out. I'm out of here. I'm done.
Pressure's on now. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to Daddy Issues. We out here.
We out of here.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.